We begin a new parak, a new mishnah, and Taisus at the top of it states, "Basta the Tani Sanhedrin, the Ayir B'Yivikachavim Mazalis." That after we learn Masech the Sanhedrin, which discusses the Mises Bezin for one who's Ivid Avodah Zarah, the Tani Nami will have Masech the Avodah Zarah beside the Yeshuas, and therefore Masech the Avodah Zarah is also discussed in Seid the Nezikin. Where we first had Masech the Makis and Masech the Shvuas, the Shaykh of the Sanhedrin, Lahachi Tani Lubas the Sanhedrin. As Masechtas Harius discusses Sanhedrin that made a mistake and Paskin incorrectly. And the Meiri who states, "Achas Shlimu Inyan Hanogis Hadayonim VeInyanim Amistruv Lehem V'Hoy Mechlolam Oiv Avidizara K'moishin Nichlub Sanhedrin M'Sharnes Galim Hutzuch Leidi Inyanim Barucha Ad Shemroi V'Chasam Hutzuch Chabem Seifa V'Hoy Inyanim Masechtas Avidizara." And interesting that the order of the Masechtas in Mishnayis is actually Sanhedrin, then Makas and Shavuos, and then Idyas, then Avodah Zarah, then Avos, and then Hoyos, and Ayin and Tesis Yotif, who discusses this point. And our Mishnah begins, "L'fnei Eidin Shalev Dikachavim Shalesh Yomim, Asad Lasses Velasim Moen, Lashilon Velishal Mehen, La Vesim Velovis Mehen, Hoyron Velifreya Mehen." The Mishnah teaches us that 3 days before the Yontiv of Avodah Kovim, it's Asa to do business with them, and it's also Asa to lend or to borrow any chafis from them, and it's also Asa to lend or to borrow money from them. And if one has a loan from them, it's also to pay them off. And if a guy owns a Jew money, then a Jew cannot accept payment from the guy in order to pay off his debt. We will first finish the Mishnah and then explain the Mishnah a bit further. The Mishnah continues that although we just stated that Tanakhama holds that it's also a frame hen and you can't receive a payoff from a guy 3 days before their holiday. However, Rabbi Huda argued in Tanakhama and he held the frame hen that you could take a payoff from them as Mepnesha as that will cause them tsar, and that is actually something they will not be happy about, and certainly no one wants to pay off a debt. And Armuloi and the Chacham responded to Rabbi Yehuda, "Alfa pisha meitzu achshav, so meyachu lachazman," that even though he may be upset for a moment, but certainly as we know, eved leivelish malva, and therefore certainly at the end result, he will be happy that he was able to pay off his loan. Let us see the first Rashi in the Masechta, as Rashi states, "L'fnei yedein shalei v'chavim gimul yamim asa lasis v'lasinim." And although the Gemara will discuss the reason for our Mishnah and Avav, however, Rashi points out the Kul Mishum the Azlo Meidav is Chavim B'Yom Edai, and the reason for all the Dinam of the Mishnah is because the Goy will be happy, and on the day of the holiday, he will go and praise his God for helping him out and giving him this benefit. And the Mefarshim explained that this concern is only from 3 days before the holiday, as from that point forward, the Goyim are already thinking about the holiday and trying to find the right animal in order to slaughter to Avodah Zarah. Therefore, any good thing that occurs to them during this time frame, they will thank their God for at the time of the holiday. We know that the Pasuk states, "Lo yishama al picha," and later on, the Gemara will discuss how this is applicable to the Issa of Lufnei Ivalei Sitel Mishal. And Rashi continues to explain the chiluk between She'ila and Halva. And Rashi explains and defines She'ila is b'midi d'hoda be'en k'goyin behem v'kelim d'chsiv, and as the Pasuk of Mishpatim states, "Ki yishal ishma imre'eu kesef v'kelim lishmar," and milva is finally, Rashi states, and Rashi says, "Lamacha," and the Mefarshim explained that Rashi doesn't mean dafka lamacha, as if so, potentially it should not be us to do so on the actual day of the holiday, as they will only be happy the next day, and that will be after the holiday. Rashi just means that although they won't be happy immediately, but a few moments later, they will be happy. And I, in the second tesis in the Masechta, as there are many times in the Gemara where we mention the minion at the end, just like in our Mishnah, as we stated, and similarly we find in Masechtas Gittin, and throughout the Masechta we will use the term Goy and the term Akum interchangeably, and we should also keep in mind that the Mefarshim discuss at length what type of people we were discussing, and are we talking about actual Evdei Kichavim Mazalos and actual pagans, or is this Masechta also referring to any guy and any other religion, or are we specifically speaking about those religions which are Evdei Avodah Zarah? And keep in mind that based on the fact that there was a lot of censorship, therefore not everything that we see in Rishayim and Achrayim can be taken at face value, and sometimes it's difficult to understand when a Rishon or Achron will make a statement that was based on censorship, and when it was actually based on Psak Halacha, we will first learn the entire Gemara, then we will come back and discuss some of Taisus. And our Gemara begins with a discussion as to the Gersa da Mishnah, as we will Gersa da Mishnah, and the word Eidein is spelled with an Aleph. However, Rav Shmuel, there's a machlekes between Rav Shmuel, as Chad Tana Eidein, as one was Gersa da Mishnah, Eidein with an Aleph, Vechad Tana Eidein, and one was Gersa da Mishnah, Eidein with an Ayin. Certainly, there's no question that the word Eidein refers to the Yom Tovim of the Goyim, and there's just a question as to how we refer to the Yom Tovim. The Gemara continues to explain that Man de Tana Eidein Le Mishtabesh, Uman de Tana Eidein Le Mishtabesh, both Rav and Shmuel's Gersa are definitely valid, as Man de Tana Eidein Le Mishtabesh, as the Man de Oman that was Gers Eidein with an Aleph, did not make a mistake. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Pashas Hazinu states, Li Nokob Vishilin Le Eis Tamut Raglam Ki Karv Yom Eidam V'Chosha Sida Islamai, and the Pasuk tells us that the day of destruction for those that are Eivah Avedizara is coming close. Therefore, we see the Lashon Eidam is referring to Eivah Avedizara. Therefore, Mishnah used the term Eidein with an Aleph when referring to the holidays, and Man de Tana Eidein Le Mishtabesh, and the Man de Oman that was Gers Eidein with an Ayin is not making a mistake either. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Yeshaya states, Ol HaGoyim Nikbetzu Yachta V'yasfulu Umim Mi Behem Yaged Zoyz V'yishonis Yashmi Einu Yitnu Eidein V'yitztaku Yishmu V'yoymu Emes, and as Rashi states, Hashasak Daite De'ba'ivik Chavim Chsiv, that right now the Gemara's Havmina is that this part of the Pasuk is referring to Eivdik Chavim V'atmuyi Mitama, the Pasuk is being Matmiya as Yitnu Eivdik Chavim Eidein, as let the Eivdik Chavim come and bring their witnesses, meaning Yavoh Eivdik Chavim She'avdu V'yidu Aleim V'yatzdikum, and let their gods come and testify regarding the Eivdei Avedizara, be matzdik them, and certainly the Avedizara will not be able to come and testify, as an Avedizara doesn't have a mouth and can't speak, and therefore are worthless. Gemara continues, Umana Tani Eidein, my time in Loi Tani Eidein, and according to Manda Omad, as Gers with an Aleph, why wasn't he Gers with an Ayin? The Gemara explains, Amalacha, that he will respond to you, Tavra Odif, that we'd rather call their holidays Eidein with an Aleph, as that symbolizes their destruction, and the destruction of Avedizara, as well as Avedizara. The Gemara continues, Umana Tani Eidein with an Ayin, my time in Loi Tani Eidein with an Aleph, and Amalacha, he will respond to you, Anka Garm Lu Tavra, Eidish Eidu Ba'atzman, Hilkach Eidis Adifa, that what is the cause of the destruction is their actual testimony. Therefore, the Mishnah would rather refer to the holidays as a day in with an ayin. And as Rashi explains, Eidish Eidu Ba'atzman, B'yom Adin, She'avdu Avedis Chavim Ba'ilum Azeh, and they will testify about themselves that they served Avedis Zorah in this world. And the Gemara continues that regarding the gifts of a day in with an ayin, we brought a pasuk from Yeshaya in Perak Mem Gilmo, pasuk Tes, that stated, Yitnu Eidein V'yitztaku. The Gemara now is, V'hai Yitnu Eidein V'yitztaku B'Ivdik Chavim Ksiv. Are you telling me that this pasuk actually refers to Ivdik Chavim HaBisol Ksiv, but this actually refers to the Jews? The Amr Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi called Mitzvot She'isol Eisim Leilom Hazeh B'Eisim Eidus Lam Leilom Haba. As Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi tells us, that any mitzvah that Klai Yisol did B'Eilom Hazeh, the actual mitzvah will come and be made on Klai Yisol Leilom Haba. And the Mashar explained that this refers to a malach that is created when someone does a mitzvah. And Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi continues, Sheneman, as the pasuk in Yeshaya states, Yitnu Eidein V'yitztaku Eilu Yisrael, and this refers to Klai Yisrael, the malachim that they created through doing their mitzvahs will be their eidos and will cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to find that Klai Yisrael what tzadikim. Then when the pasuk continues, V'yishmu V'yaymu Emes, this refers to the goyim that will actually agree that Klai Yisrael is deserving and they kept the Torah. But ultimately we see that Yitnu Eidein V'yitztaku is not referring to goyim and it's actually referring to Klai Yisrael. Because of this question, Elam Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Shua, Man Da'ama Eidein Mehacha, that according to the Man Da'ama that is Gerus Eidein with an Ayin, his Makar is for the Pasuk in the next Parak in Yeshaya, which is Parak Mem Dalad Pasuk Tes. And this Pasuk certainly is referring to Ivik Chavim, as the Pasuk states, Yeitze Pesel Kulum Toyu, and Mechamu Deim Bal Yo'ilu, and Veideim Hema Bal Yiru, Bal Yedu Laman Yevishu, and their Eidus do not see and do not understand anything. Rashi states, Veideim Hema Avidis Chavim Tavay Veteid Al Yvdel L'chayivam, that just like the mitzvahs will come and testify for Klai Yisrael, that Avidizor, that the Goyim served, will come and testify against the Eivdei Kechavim in order to be mechayiv them la'asad lavai. And since we just referred to the pasuk in Yeshaya in Perek Mem Dalet pasuk Tes, so the Gemara continues and dashes this pasuk as Dosh Rab Chanina Bar Papa V'Tim Rab Simloi la'asad lavai mevi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah Menicha B'Chekai, that la'asad lavai, when Hakadosh Baruch Hu comes to judge the entire world, so Hakadosh Baruch Hu will take a Sefer Torah and hold it in his arms, and as Rashi on Amud Beis brings, this is based on the words in the pasuk that states "Mi behem yaged zois," and we know that zois refers to the Torah. And the Gemara continues, "Va'imen Hakadosh Baruch will say, Kol misha asuk ba yavavit l'skarei, that anyone that was Isaac in Torah would come and receive their schar, and miyad miskapten boyin oivikavim ba'avavya, and immediately all the nations of the world will come together in one group. They will want to receive reward from Hakadosh Baruch Hu." And then, at the beginning of the pasuk states, "Kol agoyim nikbu tzu yachtov," that all the nations of the world will gather together, and the pasuk used the lashon yachtov, and Amalad Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will say to them, "Al tikanso lufanei ba'avavya, al tikanos kol uma v'uma v'sefra," that you shouldn't gather together as one group, and instead each uma should come together as one, and they should come together with the chachamim. And we continue on that beis and beis shenemen, as the pasuk continues, ve'yasfu l'umim, and it doesn't state yachtov ve'in la'oyim el malchus, and we know that the lashon la'oyim refers to a kingdom. Shenemen, as the pasuk in Pashas Toldos tells us, that when Rivka went to ask the Navi as to what is happening with her, so the Navi told her, "Ula'im ula'im yamatz," that you actually have two nations in your womb, and one nation will be stronger than the other. As Rashi states, "Ula'im ula'im mitagmino u'malchu mimalchu yiskaf ba'oid ye'ematz le'shayech al b'malchus," and the Lashon ye'ematz also always refers to a kingdom. And the Gemara continues and asks, "U'mi'ik avuvya kam'ik HaKadosh Baruch Hu," how can you say there was confusion in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? As Rashi states, "V'aloi kul niskarim b'skira achash nema yetzi yach libam ha'mev al kol meseim k'dam rashana," and why would it make a difference if all the goyim came together? The Gemara explains that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to separate is not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't judge them that way. "Elo k'heche d'loi l'avu inu ba'da dadi d'lishmu mai d'omulhu," and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this in order to make sure that they received a fair trial, as otherwise they would not be able to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. As Rashi states, "The mevau b'li u'mister mitanaseim," and then they would be mevulbal, and they wouldn't be able to have the proper tainos, and wouldn't be able to defend themselves properly. And the Gemara tells us that now HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them that he wants to judge them separately, "Biyad nichlis l'fanav malchus Rome mitchila," so immediately the malchus of Rome came in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu first. My taimon, why were they first? "B'shim nechashiva," as they are considered the most chashiv of the umais, "u'minolim nechashiva," and the Gemara asks, and how do we know that they're most chashiv? Chashiv, as the pasuk in Daniel tells us, that Daniel had a dream, and he saw four different animals that represented the four different malchios that ruled over Klai Yisrael during this man of different galios. These are referred to Bavel, Paras, Yavin, and Raimi. And the pasuk speaks about the fourth of these animals, and the pasuk states, "Kein Amar, Chayfsa, Reviyasa, Malchu, Reviya, Tehevi, Ba'ara, Di Tishne, Mikol, Malchvasa, Vese'och, Kol, Ara, Osudushine, Visadkine." This is what he said, that the fourth animal will be a fourth kingdom on the world, which will be different from all other of the malchios, and it will devour the entire earth and trample and crumble it. And therefore we see that Rome is the strongest of all these nations. Rabbi Echanan explains, "Zurei Michayavis Shativa Yotza B'chol Olam," that this malchus refers to the evil Roman Empire that is recognized in the entire world. And as Rashi says, "Tiva Shima," that they are well recognized. And some explain the Lashon Tiva is a Lashon of currency, and that currency is accepted in the entire world. And in the Taptasis and the Amid, we first explains the term Roy Michayeves, as we explained that it refers to the Rishis of Rome, and as Taisus brings from Pasuk in Malachi, and then Taisus brings Venimsa b'maisa makava, ki b'maisa de Rav Chanina ben Tradion, nigzal Roy Michor ben Gadol, that because of the maisa of the Asar Ruge Malchus and Rav Chanina ben Tradion, so it was exira on Rome that they would eventually be destroyed, and that's what it means, Roy Michayeves, Rome that is guilty, and that a great Churban will occur to Rome. And the Gemara now points out, "Umenolon demand the Chashav Ayel Bresha," and how do we know that the most Chashav enter judgment with HaKadosh Baruch Hu first? And the Gemara explains, "K'Rav Chista," and as Rav Chista taught us in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, as the Amr Rav Chista, "Melech B'tzibah, Melech Nichlas Tchilo Din," that if there's a Melech and a Tzibah that come to a din in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Melech will go first. Shenemen, as the Pasuk of Melechem Alav states, "Lasos Mishpat Avdoi, Mishpat Amo Yisrael, Dva Yoyim B'yoymai," and as Rashi brings, "Mishpat Avdoi" is referring to Shlomo HaMelech, and the Gemara continues, "V'tayim Amai," and what is the reason that the one that is most Chashav comes first? And Ibois Imo Lab Erich Ara L'Mesim Malcolm Avroy, and either the reason is because not proper to have the king waiting outside. V'Ibois Imo Mekamed Leifishcharin Av, that certainly it's better for the king to be judged first, as once the Hamayin Av will be judged, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be angry, and potentially he will take his wrath out on the king. And the Gemara continues, "Omelam HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mayah Saktem," so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Malchus Remi, that what were you busy with? And as Tesis points out, "Pirishay Lehem B'mazachu B'chol Davidar," that what were you busy with in all your generations, and some explain that what is your truna and your ingrained teva that you did every single generation. And Omer Lefanav and Malchus Rome will respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shleilom, Harbi Shvakim Tekninu, Harbi Mechatzei Sassinu, Harbi Kesev Ezav Rebbeinu, V'kulun Leyesinu El B'Shvil Yisrael, Kadei Shis Asku B'Torah. And we created many marketplaces, and we created many bathhouses, and we accumulated a lot of silver and gold, and we only did this in order to benefit Klal Yisrael, in order they should be able to learn Torah better, and therefore we should have schar that we help Klal Yisrael learn Torah. And Rashi states, Shvokim u'mechatzayis v'kesev azov hu askan shel remayim. And Rashi states, she asks Yisrael b'Torah, she yehelem p'nai, she meitzim l'staka b'shok, u'meitzim zayneseim v'tzorcheim b'li terech, u'misadnim b'mechatzayis. And we did all these things in order to benefit Klal Yisrael, that they should be able to learn Torah. However, the Gemara continues, Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu respond to them, Shaitim Shaba'ilam, you fools, come Mashiach L'tzerich Atzmacham Asisim, that everything that you did for your own benefit, the Kantim Shvakim L'Hishavim Zaynes, Mechatzeis L'Adam Ben Atzmacham, and Kesev Izov Shalihu, Shenemen, as the Pasuk Chagai states, Liya Kesev Liya Zov, Num Hashem Tzavakais, Hashem said that you created these marketplaces in order to benefit yourself, and certainly you did it for your own personal businesses, and you also did so in order to have Zaynes. We explain this Gemara based on Taisis, who states, Hu Adin Dav Matzlamim L'Asipem Schir L'Chol Dava, Elam Megana Isam B'Dvah Gnai, Kol Mash Yocho, Klaim Afilu Tzerech Zaynes, Asisim Shvakim. And similarly, the bathhouse that you made, you did it in order to have your own Tainug and your own Hanah. And similarly, you gathered silver and gold for your own benefit, and even if you wanted to do it for Klal Yisrael, you should know that all the silver and gold belonged to me, and I made sure that you had enough silver and gold, and this way you wouldn't bother Klal Yisrael. And as the Pasuk states in Chagai, Liyah Kesev, Liyah Zov, Num Hashem Tzavakais. And Ayin Ravidu explains, B'negei Shvakim, Pesachnu Chemiyu, Shiyu, Mazim V'Ksus Mitzuyin Liyisrael, and B'negei Mechatzais, La'adin Atzman, V'yasku B'teria, and B'negei Kesev Izov, Klemus, Dr. B'Pokabak Yahabe, Kadesh and Avich Bem, V'leini Yitzrichim, Litum Mamayim Shal Yisrael. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stated, Kesev Izov Shaliyu, HaKesev Izov, Sh'atam Ayim Shal Bisem, Odom Shohel L'Pok Matya, Klum Yodea, Im Yavich Yasid, and L'vadai HaRevach Mi'iti Ba, V'ani Noisen Lechem, Pei Shiyisi Yodea, Sh'im Tafsidu T'chazu Al Yisrael. And the Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued and stated, Klum Yesh B'cha Magadzais, is there anyone amongst you that learned Torah? And then, and as the Pasuk in Yeshaya continues, Mi Bechem Yagad Zois, Ve'in Zois El Torah. And then, and as the Pasuk in Pashas Devarim used the term V'zois, referring to Torah, and as the Pasuk states, V'zois HaTorah Shasa Moshe, the Gemara tells us, Miad Yatzu V'pachi Nefesh, and immediately the Romans left, and they were depressed. And the Gemara continues, Yatzus Machus Remi, V'nichlus Machus Paras Achra, that after the Machus of Rome left, then the Persian Empire went in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gemara asked, My Taima, that why was Machus Paras second? And the Gemara explains, the Chashiva Basra, as they are considered the second most important empire after the Romans, and the Menolon, and how do we notice, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Daniel, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk He tells us, V'aru Chiv Achori Tinona Dami L'Doiv, and Daniel said, then I saw another animal, a second one, which was similar to a bear, V'tani Rabbi Yisiv, and Rabbi Yisiv taught us, Elu Pasayim, Sha'ichlam V'Shaysim K'Doiv, U'Misubolim Basa K'Doiv, U'Migadlin Sa'a K'Doiv, V'Inlam Menucha K'Doiv, that the bear in Daniel's dream refers to the Persians. They eat and drink a lot, just like a bear, and they are very heavy like a bear, and they grow hair like a bear, and they never have menucha, just like a bear. And as Rashi states, and a bear paces back and forth all the time. And Ayin Taisus was bothered that the first animal that Daniel saw was a lion, which symbolizes Bavel. And Taisus asked, and Ari is the king of the jungle, and even so a bear is stronger, and therefore we see that there's a mile of a dive over an Ari. And Taz continues, but nowadays there is no such thing as Bavel is gone, and therefore it's not considered a very strong nation, and la'asalavai, they won't have recognition. However, Avo Paras gam ato hi cheshuva acharemi, but nowadays Persia is still strong, and it's second to the Malchus of Rome, v'tam b'cheshuvusa ad samach l'bias ha-mashiach, k'moshim mefarash b'samach, ayin sham. Our Gemara continued that once again, Amal Malkash Baruch Hu b'ma asaktem, and Amal Lefanav, and they will respond, Rebbeinu Shleilom, har b'gesharim g'shanu, that we built many bridges, bridges, Habi Krochum Kavashnu, and we captured many cities, Habi Muhammad Sasinu, and we made many Muhammad's, the Kumla Yasinu El Bishvili Sol, Kadeshi Saskar Bitaria, and all that we did was in order that Klai Yisrael should be able to learn more Torah, and as Rashi points out, Gesharim Vikrochum Muhammad's, who ask and shall persuayim, and derived it explains, Habi Gesharim Gashanu, Mokum Mayim Hoya, Ukhadeshi Yavri Yisrael, Mimokum Mamokum Lumoy Torah, and Habi Krochum Kavashnu, Klaima Alpha Pisha Ratesil Lami and Mona Bisholim, Hayunu Machneim Isim Takhazidenu, Kadeshi Yachi Sol Shabu Shusenu, Bishalvum Mokum Mokum Lumoy Torah, and Habi Muhammad Sisinu, Mihomais Him Im Haivim, Shayinu Nuchamim Esavenu, Lachneim, Shi Yachi Sol Bishalva. Once again, Omalam Akash Borhu, Akash Borhu responded to them, Komasha Sisim Laterch Atmacham Sisim, Akash Borhu did not use the term Shaitim Shabailam, but he stated that everything you did was for your own benefit, as the Katag Sharm Litom Mechas, Krochim Las Ben Mengaria, and Muhammad Aniasisi, Shenemen, as the Pasuk and Pash Bishalach states, Hashem Ish Muhammad, Hashem Shemai, and once again derived explained to Katam Gesharim Litom Mechas that you built these bridges in order to collect tolls, and derived his bother Vim Taimar, Adayin Yeshlam Taina, as Lachiri they would still have a Taina. The reason why we needed these tolls is Gadei Lahabis Mimainim Asu, Kadeshla Yu Srichim Yisol, and this way we wouldn't have to take money from Klai Yisol, but Zu ain't a Taina, certainly this is not a Taina, Sha'af Misol HaDosham Va'ivar, Hayunetlim Mechasim Va'anunuyais, that certainly they did not exempt Klai Yisol from these tolls and from these head taxes. The Im Kavanaskram Hoya Kadesh Layu Srichim Yisol, Hoyalem Shle Litum HaMechas, and Levadai Litzerach Atzbuchem Hoysa, and the Raiva continues, Mechaman Yasisi, Klaima Mishiyetel Mechamais, in Yodei and Wanateach Oilin Notzach, El Nitzachem Yiti, Mepreshi Yisi Yodeish, and Tinatzko Vefsidu Bemechama, Hoyisim Chizma Yisol, Nisatilim Nitzachem, and that is the reason why he allowed you to win your wars and your battles. And Ayin Tesis, Habi Gesharim Gesharnu, Afagav Duremi Nami Tiktu Gesharim, Kedarim Perk Bamed Medlikin, Mikol Mokim in Mechashuvim Kolkach Betikin Gesharim, Kamei Paras. However, the Romans weren't as expert in building bridges as the Persians, and the Gemara continues that once again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to the Persians just like he responded to the Romans. He continued, Klum Yesh Bechem Magad Zayis, Shenem Mi Bechem Yagad Zayis, Vein Zayis El Otaria, Shenem Vezayis Atariah Shesom Moisha, Miad Yatsum Ufana Bepachi Nefesh. And the Gemara continues and asks, V'chim Achad Chazes Malchus Paras, L'Malchus Roemi, D'loi Mahaniv Loi Midi, Mai Taima Ayla. Once the Persians saw that the Romans' Taina did not work, then why is it that they thought that their Taina would work, and why would they go into HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order to be embarrassed and in order to walk out Bepachi Nefesh? The Gemara answers Amri that they said Inu Sasri Beis HaMikdash, that the Romans destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Vanam Beninon, and we actually built the Beis HaMikdash. And as we know, Kairish or Dayovish, who was the Melech of Paras, was the king that was involved in building Bayasheni. Ayin Rashi Vanam Beninon Bayasheni Bona Kairish. And Ayin Tesis, who points out Hodlei Ka Amri Shabona Beis HaMikdash Kishishomah B'Ma'a Saktem Delfi Zeh Loi Osu Allah Isadar V'Kairish Baruch Hu Shoyal B'Ma'a Zochu B'Chol Davidar Ayin Shom. Gemara continues V'Chein L'Chol Uma V'Uma, and then every single Uma went into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and ultimately they thought that they would have some sort of Taina where HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be happy with them, and ultimately they left with Pachi Nefesh. And the Gemara states V'Chim Achad Chazal Kamay D'Loi Mahanev Loi Midi Mai Taima Ailei, that if these nations saw that the previous nations went into HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they were Yotzu B'Pachi Nefesh, then why would they attempt to go and plead their case in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the Gemara explains Savri that they thought as Hanoch Ishtabdu Bu B'Yisrael, that the other nations subjugated Klal Yisrael, V'Nan Leisha Abdu B'Yisrael, but we didn't subjugate Klal Yisrael, therefore they thought that they would have a chance with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara continues and asks, Ma'ish Nohani D'Chashivi, U'Ma'ish Nohani D'Lei Chashivi Lehu, that why is it that our Gemara goes through the conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Roimi and Paras, and the Gemara doesn't go through the conversation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had with Bavel and Yavon, as they are similar to Roimi and Paras, as they are also from the greatest empires in the world, and they also subjugated Klal Yisrael? The Gemara explained, Meshum D'Hanach Mashkev M'Chasayu Ad D'Asi Mashicha, that the Malchus of Roimi and Paras will last until Mashiach comes, and therefore they are more important than Bavel and Yavon, which basically disappeared. Ein Rashi Inu Pasayim Mishtavim B'Yisrael B'Golz Bavel V'Titas Heglam L'Roimi V'Adayim Kul Mishabodim Lehem. Previously the Gemara stated Krachim Las Ben Mengaria, and Rashi explains Avidus HaMelechim Utalas Ad Yeshvei Krachim Lasis B'Chomer V'Lasis B'Tzava V'Lito B'Hemtem B'Avidosai. And Ayin Tezis Dilem Maskel Maish Nohani D'Leik HaChoshev Pirish Bavel Yavon Shehei Me'abba Machish Nishtavi B'Yisrael V'Cheshuvim Hayu Avim Kol Shuvim Umayis Leibayi. But definitely the Gemara's question is not regarding all the 70 umayis. And Tais continues that the Gemara stated Mashkel Machusayu Ad Asa Mashiach, that Yavin and Rome will continue until Mashiach. And Tais is bothered V'hadam Rina Nasin and Parash Atibol Biad Raimi. However, Tais states Haynu Samach Lebius Mashiach. However, that will only occur immediately prior to Mashiach coming. And as the Gemara tells us in Masechta Sanhedrin, Asid Machus Raimi Shetivshad Al Kol In Lub Tishah Hadashim. The Gemara continues Omrim Lefanav that the nations of the world will say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shleilam Klum Nisatulan of Leikal Benu. Did you ever offer us a Torah and we didn't accept the Torah? And certainly, if you would have given us a Torah, then we would have kept the Torah. And how could this be a taina against us? And the Gemara continues in Es Umi Maslam Emahachi. And how could the nations of the world claim that they never had the opportunity to receive the Torah? Vaksiv, but the pasuk of Vezeisah Bracha tells us Vayyomer, and Moshe Rabbeinu stated Hashem Misinai Ba Vizarch Maseir Lamai Ifia Mehar Paran Vaasar Mirvayis Kadesh Mi Minai Eish Das Lamai Vaksiv, and the pasuk of Habakkuk tells us Alekam Mitemun Yavai Vekadosh Mehar Paran Sela Kisa Shemayim Hoidei Usihilasi Mala Aretz. And both of these psukim are speaking about the time of Kabbalah's HaTorah. And the Gemara therefore asked My Boy Beseir or My Boy Beparan, what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing in Seir and what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing in Paran? And as we know, Seir is the land of Esav, which is Rome, and as Rashi explains, Paran is Eretz Yishmael. And as the Pasuk in Pasha Vayera regarding Hagar and Yishmael states, Vayesha b'midba Paran v'tikach lo imoy isham Eretz Mitzrayim. And Rabbi Yechon explains, Milamed shech zir HaKadosh Baruch Hu akol umo v'loshen v'loy kiblu at sheba itzel Yisrael v'kiblu. The reason why the Torah mentions Seir and Paran regarding Kabbalah's HaTorah is in order to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually talked the Torah to all of the other nations of the world and asked them they wanted the Torah and they all refused to accept the Torah, and therefore how can you say that the Goyim will have a taina and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give them the opportunity to keep the Torah as he didn't give them the Torah? And the Gemara explains Al Hachi Amri, but this is actually what the Goyim will taina Klum Kabul Nu V'loy Kaminu and L'maisa, we never accepted the Torah, therefore how can you have a taina on us for not keeping the Torah? However, the Gemara is that certainly this can't be the taina of the Goyim, as V'aldot Tevaton Amai L'Kabaltu, certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have refuted that taina, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say that that's goof of my taina as to why you didn't accept the Torah at all. The Gemara states Al Kach Im Lefanav, this will be the taina of the Umos Olam, the Rebbeinu Shleilam Klum Kafis Aleinu HaKagigas L'Kabalnu K'meisha Sisal Yisrael, that you do take HaSinai and place it over our heads like a barrel and force us to accept the Torah like you did to Klai Yisrael. And how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually held the HaSinai over Klai Yisrael, as the Chsiv, as the Pasuk states in Parshas Yisrael, by Yetzim Moshe Sa'am Likras Alekim in Amachna, by Siatzvu B'sach the Sahara, and they were standing underneath the mountain. In the Amr Abdim B'Chama, Shekofa HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKagigas Al Yisrael, V'Amar Lahem, Imatum Kavan Satari Mutav, V'Imlav Shom Tei Kuraschem, that if you will accept the Torah, then that will be good, and if not, then this will be your burial spot. The Gemara continued that after the Goyim will have this Titan to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Miyad Imlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu respond to them, that a Rishon is Yashmi'unu, that from the first mitzvahs that I gave to all of the world, and I gave Shevet Mitzvahs B'nei Ne'ach to every single person in the world, we will be able to understand and infer if you would have kept the Torah at all. She'neman, as we saw from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, that after the Pasuk stated, Kol Goyim Nikbetzu Yachta V'yasfu Lu'umim Mibahem Yagid Zayis, and the Pasuk continues, V'rishon is Yashmi'enu, that your original mitzvahs will be Megalva if you ever kept any mitzvahs at all, and if you would have kept the Taryag mitzvahs. And as the Gemara says, Shevet Mitzvahs Shekibaltam Heichen Kayamtam, that certainly the Shevet Mitzvahs B'nei Ne'ach, you were Mekabel, and where do we see that you actually kept the Shevet Mitzvahs B'nei Ne'ach? And certainly, since you couldn't even keep the Shevet Mitzvahs B'nei Ne'ach, then certainly you wouldn't have kept all Taryag mitzvahs. And Ayin Tesis, when the Gemara stated, My Boye B'Seir, My Boye B'Paran, so the Gemara brought two different psukim, one from Vizei Sabracha and one from Chavakuk. And Ayin Tesis was bothered that why would we have to bring the Pasuk in Chavakuk if the Pasuk in Vizei Sabracha not only discusses Seir, but also speaks about Paran? And as the Pasuk states, Vayyemar, Hashem Misinai Ba Vizarch Miseir Lamai, Haifia Mehar Paran, Vasar Mirvayis Kodesh, Miminoi Eish Das Lamai. And Ayin Tesis points out that when the Pasuk speaks about Har Paran, that is not referring to Eretz Yishmael, and that is referring to Har Sinai, and therefore the Pasuk in Vizei Sabracha would not be enough of Raya in order to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to Yishmaelim as well. Before we finish, let us go back to a couple of Tesis on that Beis Amin Aleph. We will quickly mention some of the points of Tesis. Ayin Tesis Dilu Maschal Asal Lases Velasin Mayan Pirish HaKunshish Meshum Da Azal B'yayim Eidai Umayid Lavez Chavim and Metech L'Shein Mashma Shiratz Leima Afim Mekach Memkar. And it's Mashma that not only can't you buy from a guy, but you also can't sell to a guy. And Taisus bothered with Kasha, Amasam Chor Ilum Achshav, Losses Velosses, Beyam Eid, Aid Chavim Mayam, Nehidu Revedeim, and Akadeshim Haim, Mikal Makim, Bechal Shavua, Yam Echad Yeshlam, the Rabbi Shma, Lo Ilum Asar. And even though most of the holidays actually celebrates one of the saints and one of the holy people, not the Avodah Zarah, well, but certainly there are many holidays that do celebrate the Avodah Zarah, and how can we do business with them on that day? Taz points out, Ve'in Lema, Dahayon Taimah, Mishum, Da'ayv, Chavim, Shavu, Chutzlarz, Av, Oiv, Da'avid, Chavim, El, Minig, Aviseyim, Bi'adam, and he brings a riot that can't be. And therefore, Taz has mentioned some suggestions as number one, L'kach Nira, Dishari, Mishum, Eva, and number two, L'kach Nira, Tamahet, Mishum, Da'akam, Shabeinenu, Kimlon, Begavayu, Dle, Pochel, Avid, Chavim, Inami, Yesh, Lismaich, on a din that's brought in Yerushalmi, that teaches us regarding our Mishnah, B'med, Ramun, Ba'ivichavim, Sheinim, Akirai, Al-Ba'ivichavim, Shem, Akirai, Utub, M'pleishu, Kemachnef. Then Taz brings from Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam, Marim, Farish, also losses, velocity, man, Dafka, B'mid, Takrevis, that the only thing that was also to do business with them is only things that potentially they could use in order to serve the Avodah Zarah, and therefore will allow to transact business with Goyim in regard to other Mecca Chumemka. And Taz continues that the Lashon, velocities, velocities, Hachi, Purushai, losses, Mehana, Mois, to take from them money, velocity, me, Takrevis, Chalipe, Mois, the Issa in the Mishnah doesn't apply to all Mecca Chumemka, and Ayin Taz's B'yesabir, as well as in other Rishonim. And Taz also points out that when our Mishnah states that it's also to lend them money, Zok Taz's Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Dafka Bechinam, that is only if you're giving them a free loan, Al Bribishari, Mishum, the Mitzvah, Tuva, Kramidim Bekadushin, Lizavin, Inish Barte, Vulaylaze Bribis, that a person should rather sell his daughter in order to be able to avoid borrowing money with interest. And Taz continues, Vilafrayman, and when our Mishnah stated, you can't receive a payoff from a guy during the time of the holidays. But Taisa points out that this is very limited, as Begumar and Baskin and Karabi Shul Ben Kacha, the Milva Pen and Freyman, the place you can mass on the Adam, as we're scared that you'll never get paid. And if you have the opportunity to collect money from the guy, you should grab the money from the guy. Taisa continues, Vyachalias, Dafilu Milbishtan, Nami the Freyman, Kidama Bir Shalmi, and as your Shalmi states, Afilu Milbishtar Ovedesi, Shalikal Shah Adam Zechli Paramechavai, and therefore, the Taisis, it would come out that when our Mishnah stated that it's also a Freyman, it's only referring to a very limited case where the guy borrowed from someone with a shtar, and it was also during a time that Klai Yisrael had dominion over the guy, and as Taisis states, Kishyadeno Tekifa Aleim, and therefore there was a way for the Jew to be able to collect from the guy. And keep in mind that although we mentioned all these ideas from Taisis, however, we only scratched the surface. Each of these Inyanim are discussed by the Rishonim and Achronim in detail, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.